With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. At today's ceremony in Colorado announcing that the greater sage grouse will not be added to the endangered species list, Montana Governor Steve Bullock praised the decision.
Today should serve as a reminder of how government is supposed to work.
The Interior Department's decision not to list the bird is based on states coming up with their own plans to protect sage grouse habitat.
I hope that the success of the effort to protect the habitat of this bird and prevent its listing serves as a model for other efforts to address complex challenges.
Most sage grouse habitat in Montana is on private property, but Bullock and other Montana elected officials are critical of new sage grouse conservation plans for about 9 million acres of federal lands in the state. The final amendments to the U.S. Bureau of Land Management's plans were released today, along with the Interior Department's announcement that more sweeping protections aren't warranted. Governor Bullock has criticized the BLM plans as being more restrictive than the state's own sage-grouse conservation plan. Bullock spokesman Mike Wessler says state officials will pressure the BLM to adjust its plans to make them more consistent with Montana's. A new survey shows the percentage of Montana high school students who smoke, drink, and use drugs continues to decrease, while time in front of computer screens and obesity rates are increasing. The 2015 Youth Risk Behavior Survey found that 13% of students smoked within the last month. That's down from 30% in 1993. Montana State University has placed a fraternity on interim suspension and warned students against attending parties in an area southwest of campus, while school officials investigate reports that partygoers were assaulted and drinks may have been drugged. An MSU official said the Hawks Ridge condominium development has been the site of numerous parties since the start of the semester. The university is investigating allegations that some drinks were drugged, two men were struck in the head and needed medical attention, and that underage drinking was allowed. The school suspended the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity during the investigation. The SEA fraternity house is not in the Hawks Ridge complex, but several fraternity members are believed to have hosted some of the parties. A woman convicted of deliberate homicide for a 2009 car crash in which she killed two people has been granted parole just over 4 years into her 15-year sentence. The Daily Interlake reports that 22-year-old Justine Winter was granted parole by the state yesterday. She needs to complete pre-release requirements, but will likely be released in December. Winter was sentenced in 2011 for the deaths of 35-year-old Aaron Thompson, who was pregnant, and her son, 13-year-old Caden Odell. Investigators say Winters drove her car head-on into Thompson's vehicle at 85 miles per hour after texting her boyfriend that she planned to kill herself. If Winter violates the terms of her parole, she could be imprisoned for 15 more years. The Northern Cheyenne Tribal Council has voted against the proposed Tongue River Railroad, saying the $403 million project would harm the reservation's cultural sites and resources. The council voted unanimously yesterday for the Surface Transportation Board to take no action on the railroad, which could stretch from Coal Strip to Ashland and open southeast Montana to large-scale coal mining, with much of the coal being sent to Asia. The council announced in July that it would further investigate the impacts of the railroad on sacred sites. BNSF Railway has said that any cultural sites identified would be protected. Montana Governor Steve Bullock joined the governors of Wyoming and Colorado in Denver today for the announcement that the greater sage grouse will not be placed on the endangered species list. That news came from U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. She says the plan to protect the bird is the, quote, largest, most complex land conservation effort in the United States. Governor Bullock praised the compromise.
Everyone gave a little bit, and no one got everything they wanted. But we all recognized that it was in everyone's best interest to ensure continued safe management of this iconic bird.
Most sage-grouse habitat in Montana is on private property, but Bullock and other Montana elected officials are critical of new conservation plans announced today for about 9 million acres of federal lands in the state. Bullock has criticized the federal land plans as being more restrictive than the state's own sage-grouse conservation plan. Bullock spokesman Mike Wessler says state officials will pressure the Department of Interior to adjust its plans to make them more consistent with Montana's. For more on the sage-grouse decision's impact on Montana, visit our website, mtpr.org. Beaverhead County officials are searching for a 53-year-old Kalispell man who didn't return from a bow hunting trip near Wisdom. Robert Carter Jr. had been expected to return Sunday night. However, his wife called the sheriff's office on Saturday because he hadn't contacted her by cell phone or Facebook since Wednesday night. Stay tuned for more Montana news in 30 minutes. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening. A former Lone Peak High School girls basketball coach who pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting one of his players has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports 23-year-old Kyle Cocott was sentenced today to 25 years with 10 suspended. A judge ordered Cocott to pay nearly $3,000 in restitution and to complete sexual offender treatment. Cocott was arrested in August 2014 and charged with two counts of sexual intercourse without consent. He posted bond but was returned to jail in February of 2015 after violating the conditions of his release by contacting one of his accusers and talking to witnesses. He pleaded guilty to the reduced charge in May. Cocott was the girls' basketball coach at Lone Peak High during the 2013-2014 season. The Blackfeet tribe in Montana has been awarded $800,000 to remove mold and improve the safety of its low-income housing. The Great Falls Tribune reports that the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development announced the grant yesterday. The money will go towards 16 homes administered by the Blackfeet Housing Authority and will cover mold problems, new concrete foundations, drain systems, and other needs. Many of the 1,400 homes the Housing Authority administers throughout the reservation were built around 35 years ago. Concerns surrounding the safety of the homes have grown over the years. The Blackfeet were one of 18 tribes in 13 states to receive mold mitigation funding through the Indian Community Development Block Grant Program. Construction on the homes is scheduled for next spring. State justice officials say the Montana State Crime Lab will open a satellite location in Billings on January 1st. The Billings Gazette reports that Yellowstone County Attorney Scott Twido says a local lab will speed up trials dragging on in district court. State lawmakers approved funding for the satellite location this year. The Missoula State Lab receives more than 2,000 requests for drug analysis a year, many from Yellowstone County. Department of Justice Administrator for the Forensic Science Division Phil Kinsey says the Billings Lab would take on those cases and keep the Missoula location from getting backed up. The Missoula lab would still process most forensic testing, including blood alcohol content and DNA analysis. Kinsey has looked at multiple locations but hasn't decided where the lab will be. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.